Couple of words.
Simple.
When we talk about consecration,
holiness,
and knowing the Lord, what do we think about Him? How does the Lord gain you? Why did He die for you? Are you so wonderful? So great? So lovely? Why did He die for us? We were sinners. Many times I thought, we don't deserve it. It's because of love. So last night, where is our brother Nihi?
There he is.
Oh, yeah. You hit the mark. It's the love. We all know John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son to save us. Now, why would you give yourself to Him, George? Because it's written. Because why? What is the main reason why you give yourself to the Lord? Juanita? You are right. Although in that very same chapter, Paul talks about knowing the terror of the Lord. Well, don't give yourself to the Lord because you're afraid of Him. Because I'm going to land somewhere if I don't do it. No, although he knew the terror of the Lord, but it was the love that constrained him. Paul did not say, I'm a great apostle. He said, I was a chief sinner. He did not boast about his ability. No, he said, I was a chief sinner. And when the Lord appeared to him on the way to Damascus, he was so surprised. He was responsible for death of quite a few people, especially of Stephen, right? Stephen, stoned to death, and he thought he was doing a great work for God, persecuting the churches. And when the Lord met him, the Lord says, Saul, Saul, how come you're not serving me? Did he say that? Why did you persecute me? That must have touched Saul's heart. So Paul wrote, I was a chief sinner. And he never forgot that. Would God choose a chief sinner? If you want to hire somebody to work for you, will you choose a chief sinner to work for you, Naomi? Will you? Will you? How about you, James? None of us would do it. Why did God choose you, Stephen? Because you are a good boy? A wonderful man. Because he loved us. God loves us, not because you're a good slave, but he wants you to become his son. You love your son sitting right there? Is he your slave? Yes, he is. Because you desire to do everything for your dad, right? So are you a slave? Oh, are you serving your dad? And your mom's there. You must be a slave. It is serving. Right. My dad told me to do something. I would be so happy to do it for him. Not because I was their slave. Are you a slave? Because of love. Because of love. I chose this song because I knew the person who wrote it. He was very close to me. We were together serving in Los Angeles many years ago. His name is Howard Higashi. We were almost day in and day out spending time together, right? Where is my dear slave? I mean, my dear wife. My dear slave wife. How can I live without her? And this is the matter of consecration. It reminds me, as our brother was speaking this morning, in Exodus chapter 21, concerning the slave. After 8 years, he was a Hebrew slave. And according to the law, after 8 years, he can go free with his wife, children, if her husband gave him a wife there. But he decided not to go free because he said, I love my master. I will not go out free. Love is the strongest factor of consecration. Why did Paul throw away everything? He was one of the greatest student of a great teacher at his time, Gamaliel. And he had a great future before him. He could have been a top dog, so to speak. But he gave up everything. Why? Why? Somebody told him. Why did he give up everything? He said it because the love of Christ constrains me. He was constrained by the love of Christ, who forgave all of his terrible deeds and sinned. And this is that factor. There are many ways, of course, many factors, and it's, the whole scriptures tells us, but nothing could replace that main factor that causes us to be willing to give up. Amen, Lord. It's not the attraction. It's not the contract that you get how many thousands of dollars per year to be a pastor. I sent you all the way there, and don't worry about your living. All taken care of. If that's the way we serve God, you're in trouble. It must be the Lord Himself that attracted. that appeared to us. The Lord appeared to Peter, James, John, and while they were fishermen, doing fishing there. Why will the Lord tell you to give up swimming? But if you love the Lord, if the Lord touches your heart, you're willing to give up everything for Him. It's not an obligation. It's not an obligation. It is the love that constrains us. And this song is written by that brother. He came from Hawaii. He was a good guitar player. He loves to sing. But this man loves the Lord. He gave his whole life. He gave his whole life. Right, Mary? It's amazing. We were at his home one night, and somebody knocked at the door. You remember? What is his name again? He came with a blanket. A hippie type person. Right. And he knocked. And Howard opened the door. Is this the church then? The church? He is a terrible person, right? When you looked at him at that time, well, he hasn't taken a bath for months. With a big hole under his foot. But seeking for the church. So Howard immediately asked him to come in. And we were there. We were there that night. It was amazing. I think naturally we would be afraid to take in, especially today, right? The homeless people knocking at your door. Praise the Lord. And that very night, he received the Lord. He received the Lord. And the first thing Howard told him to do is go take a bath and help him to take a hot bath. And next day to help him to go see a doctor to take care of his foot. Fred Gilbert was his name. Right. Brother Fred Gilbert. He was the one who wrote a song after he came. Once I was an empty man. And my shiksal lies in my own hand. My destiny, Schicksal is German. I'm sorry. My destiny. My destiny lies in my own hand. And he wrote such a song that touches the heart of so many people. Yeah. Really amazing. If your consecration is because of such a love that touches your heart and your relationship with Christ, then it will remain forever. It will stick with you forever because of love. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, praise the Lord for that song.
Yeah.
A wonderful song. Your love constrains me to give my all to you. Amen. May the Lord have mercy on us. Right. Also, it's important to understand that process of consecration. It's very important. But behind that is the love of God that constrains us. Otherwise, that consecration would be too difficult for you. Oh, why should I be doing that? Oh, that's too hard. Oh, that's very difficult. No, it is not. But it's the love that takes us through. Praise the Lord. Amen.